A North Vancouver man has been charged with attempted murder after an alleged knife attack on a stranger in Deep Cove on Saturday. Shortly after 3 p.m. on May 25, police responded to reports of a man slashing cars and attacking a motorcyclist near Mount Seymour Parkway and Deep Cove Road, North Vancouver RCMP said in a release on Monday. The man allegedly struck the biker's helmet with a knife, narrowly avoiding injury but causing him to fall and sustain minor injuries as a result, the release said. The motorcyclist was led to safety by a driver at the scene. Numerous officers arrived and took the man into custody, where he went on to allegedly assault a police officer, said North Vancouver RCMP. The quick actions of our officers led to the safe arrest of the suspect, said Const. Mansour Sahak of the North Vancouver RCMP. We would like to thank the quick-thinking actions of a passing motorist who assisted the motorcyclist by guiding them to safety. Sahak said anyone who may have been affected by the attack can contact the RCMP's Victim Services Unit, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 604-969-7540. We want you to know we are here, we will listen and we will support you, he said. Any witnesses who have not already come forward are urged to contact the police at 604-985-1311, and quote file number 2410135. District of North Vancouver Mayor Mike Little, who resides in Deep Cove, issued a statement on Sunday evening describing the event as a really upsetting incident for the community. It could have been much worse without the quick action of a passing motorist and the speedy response from our local RCMP officers, he said. I am grateful to everyone who was involved in the response in Deep Cove on Saturday. On Sunday, Alexander Curry of North Vancouver was charged with attempted murder, assault with a weapon, uttering threats, mischief, assault on a police officer, and possession of a weapon. He was due to appear in court May 27. Mina Kerr-Lazenby is the North Shore News Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative. M. Kerr-Lazenby at nsnews.com, twitter.com/MinaKerr-Lazenby.